right. Gonna shake your tambourine.
Yeah, we're gonna get down. We gotta get down.
Does your mama know you do this, little girl? She thought you were cute the time you made your can-can twirl. Hey, does your mama know you do this, little girl? She thought you were cute the time you made your can-can twirl. But did she know that I'd been under and I felt your precious thunder? Will she ever be the same? Or will your pleasure be her pain?
I'll get it again.
It is 2:03 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you for joining us, Montreal and beyond, because of course you could be listening over the miracles of the web, through the archives, or through the live listenings at www.ckut.ca. So, fantastic use of technology. I support you wholeheartedly on that one. That having been said, let's go about the business. Let's name the songs. Let's move on to more songs. You know how I wait for the cue. All right, we had Dennis Coffey with Scorpio. We had the East Harlem bus stop with Get On Down. Oliver Singh with Coming Down Soul. Rudy Love and the Love Family with Does Your Mama Know? And the Commodores with I Feel Sanctified. When I played that track, Get On Down, I had myself a little idea, a little theme. And I'm going to go ahead and start it up. Every single song that I could find that was titled Get Down. So, of course, we'll start off with easy one and progressively more complicated as we move ahead. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, let's go.
It's not only his name, it's his business, and sometimes his pleasure. Slaughter. The Fuzz wanted him alive for a murder rap. The mob wanted him dead for insurance. She wanted him healthy for personal reasons, and that's only for openers. Slaughter. He had a belly gun, four grenades, an automatic rifle, and a theory. The best defense.
is to attack. C. Slaughter, starring Jim Brown, Stella Stevens, Rip Torn, and Cameron Mitchell. An American international picture rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter.
Baddest cat that ever walked the earth.
Up to you. Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down on it.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
All right, folks, it is 2:20, let's say 6 Eastern Standard Time. And egads, what was that? And you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. So, of course, in the background, never forget that you are listening to a bunch of instrumental awesomeness brought to you by Mr. Roy Ayers as part of the Coffee soundtrack. That's COFFY. Another fantastic Pam Grier vehicle. So, that having been said, what other song names can I give you? Well, here we go. I had a little bit of a fun time with my little momentary running theme of any song named Get Down would get played. So here we had Curtis Mayfield with Get Down. Then we had Monterey with, wait for it, Get Down. Then we had Freedom Express with Get Down. Followed by Sonny and the Sunliners, You Won't Believe This, with Get Down. And then we had Kool and the Gang with Get Down on it. I cheated a little at the end. You can sue me if you want to, but what's it going to cost you? Just a bunch of legal fees, a minor moral victory, and then what? I'm still be doing my thing, you're still going to be doing your thing. Come on, come on, come on. Let's all just call it a wash and move on. All right. Coming up next, the artist spotlight of the sort of week, because I don't really do it weekly, but I try to. So the periodic artist spotlight of the week this week, very simple. I'm going to play you a bunch of Al Green. Now, you all have heard the romantic Al Green, the very slow, the very kind of, right, grab you deep by the soul kind of Al Green. This one is kind of like a little bit more groovy Al Green, just a little bit more, you know, bumpa-dumpin' Al Green to fit the kind of energy of the show. Huh? Let's keep that same energy, y'all. I'm such a jerk. All right, CKUT 90.3 FM.
On Tuesday, I way people smile and say, using me in every way, it's okay. Times are changing, life is upside down, no reason to cry.
All right, that was a whole sack load of Al Green, brought to you by your good friends at CKUT 90.3 FM. More specifically, by me, Logic Johnson, father of JJ. All right, so it's 2:52 in the morning. Not that JJ Johnson, just let's move on. 2:52 in the morning, first of all, Eastern Standard Time. Those of y'all about to start your Friday, good on you getting an early start on a good Friday, no less. You are truly the salt of the earth, friend. To the rest of you, you're probably wrapping up a Thursday that has or has not been eventful, but either way, nice little extended weekend on the way. Should be fun for everybody. And that's all I got to say about that. Okay. Visit us on the web, www.ckut.ca. All right, we just finished hearing the Al Greens with the following. We had Get Back, Baby. Right Now. Followed by I'm a Ram. It Ain't No Fun For Me. Beware. And Let It Shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Everybody go watch 40-Year-Old Virgin now. Great movie. I recommend it. Now, the basketball stuff. Well, let me just say my bold prediction early on. And we'll see in several weeks here if I was correct or not, but I do believe that the Phoenix Suns are going to go ahead and take it all. Not only my sentimental choice and what I'd like to see happen, but just a logical, probabilistically sound prediction to make, I think, is the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul needs his first championship so that some people will stop holding that against him. Even though Logic Johnson thinks that the possession of championship rings is actually very, very untelling into the quality of a player's career. But I digress. Phoenix Suns, I think that it will be Phoenix. I swear to God, if the NBA is about to spit up another repeat finals like they did for years with the Cavs, the Cavaliers and the Warriors, for 4 years straight we saw the same finals matchup. I swear to God, I feel like it's going to end up being Milwaukee and Phoenix yet again. But I feel like Phoenix is going to get over the hump this time. If it's not Milwaukee, yeah, I feel like Brooklyn. Brooklyn is about to activate Ben Simmons, apparently. And for those of you that know, you know there's a whole story behind that. And if he's in any way a fraction of his former self with that team, he might sneak into the finals, crazy as it is. More stuff. We'll be back.
thank you.